Welcome back. In today's video, I'm going to share with you a five-step process where you can start saying no without feeling guilty. As part of that process, I'm going to give you two magic phrases that make this work every single time, and then I'll get into a little bit of why we struggle with that guilt and how to overcome it. But let's jump right in to that five-step process. Step number one, make a list of all the people, places, and things you have a hard time saying no to, and rank them from easiest to hardest. Now, for most of us, at the bottom, the hardest is going to be mom and dad or family members. Let's not take those on from day one. Let's put those at the end.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
All right, that's why I want you to rank them. It's so we can build the skill set and slowly move towards those tougher ones. So that's step number one. Step number two, I talk about this in every one of my videos. It's key. Lay out your morals and values, your needs and wants, your negotiables and non-negotiables in every area of your life. Relationships, friendships, as a parent, your hobbies, your career, all of it. What gets most people into trouble is they've never done this, and so they're saying yes to things that they just never agree with. I had a client recently, she's 17-year marriage, and she listed off five things in her current marriage that are non-negotiable that she just said she never wants in her life. And she's like, but how do I deal with this now? I'm here 17 years. That's why this is so key. If we had been taught to do this from the beginning, date number one or two, we would have gone, boom, that's a non-negotiable. I won't have anything to do with this. Now, we also need this because we need to know, should I say yes or no to this? And if we haven't done this process, we get stuck, end up doing something that in the moment seemed okay, but eventually we're like, how am I here? Just like the woman, 17 years later, she realizes this doesn't fit my morals and values. So it's key that we do that. And we're going to use that as to exercise step number four. But step number three is when the request comes in, and this is my suggestion to you for the next week, say this to every request, even if it's something you like. Start off with magic phrase number one. You know, let me think about it and I'll get back to you. You see, what that allows us to do is create space so we don't get overrun by that guilt and agree to something we don't want. It also gives us the space to ask, does this fit my morals and values? Does it fit my needs and wants? Is this negotiable or non-negotiable? That's why it's magic. It buys us time to learn that new skill. Like for me, that just snaps into my head right away. I know those so well. I know right away what to say yes or no to. And that buys us the time to develop that skill so that we know exactly how to navigate that. Now let's move on to step four. We want to ask ourselves four questions. After we bought ourselves time and we've looked at our morals and values, needs and wants, negotiables and non-negotiables, we need to ask these four questions. The first one is this. Will I ever keep score? Am I tallying up how I'm doing this for this person? If so, I need to say no. Number two, will I bring this up in the future that I did this for them? Again, if we think we will, we need to say no. Number three, will I harbor resentment if I do this for them? Again, we need to say no. See, that, think about it. Every relationship ends with people giving us a laundry list of all these things they did and never got anything in return. Well, what that means is they went against themselves. The other person really isn't to blame. But since no one taught us to lay all this stuff out, we're saying yes to things we don't want to. And we're responsible for setting that up, not the other person.